Big Boy Sports Recap Time brought to you by
Big Boy.
No Steve-O today. He bailed on me on the phone or tie line or whatever you want to call it. He's in heavy traffic.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want to be distracted.
Well, at least he's being safe.
There you go. You know how it is driving down Detroit.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts. Crazy drivers. I was up here for like 7 months before I went back home to see my family. I got down there, man. I was getting cut off left and right. I was afraid to drive.
Ryan Ringett filling in for Steve-O today. You can hear Ryan from JR and Friends on our sister station, 105.1. And Fox Sports Marquette. And we got a lot to talk about today, man.
Yes. Lots going on all over the sports world.
Let's talk about breaking news first. Let's talk about the Big Ten tournament.
Hey, the Michigan Wolverines, baby.
That's right. You're Wolverines.
And I had a bet with you.
What?
I'm pretty sure I just won that bet today for an adult soda pop. I win, and I like it in a glass bottle, not a...
Gambling is illegal in Bushwood,
yeah,
sir.
Right.
And I never slice.
So, Michigan yesterday or the day
they go
before...
They went to overtime with Purdue today.
Yes, the 13th ranked team in the country, number one seed in the Big Ten. Michigan goes to overtime, and DJ Wilson leads them to victory, baby. Washington Weasels are at it again. Watch out.
I like it when you call them that.
Hey, everyone's hating on me all the time because I'm a huge Michigan fan. And this morning, John Tum's like, oh, Washington Weasels. Like, whatever.
So, what about Michigan State? What's going on with them? They're at half?
Yeah, they're at the half against Minnesota. Right now, Minnesota's the number 4 seed. Michigan State's the number 5 seed. After one half of basketball, Minnesota is in the lead, 28-26. It's a burn burner, folks.
Let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. I want your opinion on this.
Yeah.
Michigan State loses to Minnesota today. Are they in the tournament? Are they in the NCAA March Madness tournament?
Yes.
You think so?
I do believe so.
I don't know. I'm not totally convinced on that.
We'll find out.
We got a ton of NFL news we're going to get to in the second half. Let's continue on here and talk a little bit about the Red Wings. They're going to be taking on the Chicago Blackhawks tonight at JLA. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm excited. You know, the Red Wings... I'm sorry. It's so hard to be positive about the Red Wings this year because they totally took a nosedive. They're coming off a 6-1 loss to the Boston Bruins, who had won 9 of their past 12 games. Claude Julien's been like the savior of their season. Coro was sent down to the Grand Rapids Griffins. The Red Wings brought up Jimmy Howard. He's going to get the start tonight. So, I don't know. I hope they do something. I mean, you know, whatever. We're going to have a top-5 draft pick for the first time in I don't know how long.
Well, thank goodness the draft is really good this year.
Oh, you're telling me. I can't wait.
Not.
I can't even name one guy coming out of the draft. Normally, every year, you know of one or two players that are going to be superstars or just studs. Not this year. Sorry.
Not looking good.
Not fun.
Let's go to the World Baseball Classic and also some minor league baseball real quick here. I do have to mention on behalf of Steve that his Brewers are still rolling, steamrolling through spring training.
Well, that's nice. It's good
8-2
to see.
8-2, they win against San Diego. I mean, they're scoring a lot of runs right now. The Tigers, not so much. And
Tigers,
I'll be honest with you, the Tigers are a shell of the team right now. So, it really, the only thing I'm paying attention to is the pitching.
Yeah, and you know what? There was a new news that came out of spring training today. Going into the season, it looks like Anibal Sanchez will not be named a starter.
Good.
He is going to be a reliever.
Good. He's rotten.
Right now, the Tigers are struggling in spring training. They're not just losing. They're getting blown out. And I sent out a thing the other day on my Facebook. I'm kind of concerned right now. I'm not going to lie. I am concerned.
We should be concerned. It's going to be about the pitching right now. It's all about the pitching.
Absolutely.
That's the discussion. So let's go to the World Baseball Classic, which is why the Tigers have been gutted, because most of their best players are playing in the WBC.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to mention there's 4 pools. Is that right?
Yep.
A, B, C, D?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Tonight, the United States play their first game, and they're going to be going up against Colombia. That game's at 6 p.m. in Miami, Florida.
I wanted to mention also that Japan is 3-0. They beat Cuba. That's a huge victory for them.
Oh, absolutely.
The most surprising one, though, Israel. Israel is 3-0.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're on fire right now.
Korea is a really big baseball nation, and they're 1-3. They got beat by Israel.
Yeah, and then they beat Chinese Taipei.
They're huge, too.
And Netherlands. So
right. Let's take a break.
They're killing it.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about all the free agent moves and everything going on in the NFL. Stay tuned. Second half coming up, the Big Boy Sports Recap here with Ryan Rangat filling in for Steve-O. The Outdoor Show.
Fish fry, fish fry.
Every day is a fish fry at Big Boy Marquette. Try Big Boy's Fish Fry Platter or the delicious Great Lakes Perch Platter. The all-you-can-eat Friday night fish fry at Big Boy.
Reel in your fish at Big Boy Marquette.
Or for the pasta lovers, endless spaghetti and meatballs. Or the delicious Cajun Chicken Alfredo. Fish lovers, get to Big Boy Marquette.
It's a fish fry paradise at Big Boy Marquette.
Marquette, Big Boy, that's your favorite.
Time for the second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, now presented by the Marquette Golf Club. Big membership drive going on, and with the, I got to not jinx this here, let's knock on some wood. Looks like it's going to be an early spring. It would be a great year to get a membership, lots of options. Call them at 225-0721 or check them out online, of course, the Marquette Golf Club. All right, let's talk about the NFL. Crazy things going on in the NFL right now. And we do need to point out that Julius Peppers is no longer a Green Bay Packer.
Nope. He is returning to the Carolina Panthers, his original home. He's a 15-year vet, and he was drafted second overall in 2002. He is now headed back to where he came from. And, hey, good luck to Julius Peppers in a Carolina Panther uniform once again.
I think it's a foregone conclusion he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, absolutely. And the Packers, you know, I'm very sad. They're losing players left and right. Micah Hyde, J.C. Treader, now Julius Peppers.
Any other news for the Packers or Lions?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. DJ Hayden. The Lions signed DJ Hayden from the Oakland Raiders to a $5 million contract. He's a corner. From Houston. I don't know who the hell the guy is, but hey, we need some help in that secondary.
Breaking news. All right, let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo, because this is really kind of funny.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Everyone's saying, oh, we're going to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, give up a first-round
pick.
Well,
that's been the biggest news. Romo and Jimmy Garoppolo have been the biggest news in the offseason. And yesterday, breaking news on the show, Brock Osweiler signed by the Browns. But Jimmy Garoppolo... Apparently, his social media account was hacked in the middle of the night last night.
Yeah, around 4 a.m., he sent out a tweet, so grateful for my time in New England. Peace out, Boston. So everyone in the whole sports world was wondering, where's he going? Where's he getting traded to? And there was lots of confusion everywhere in the NFL and on ESPN, because no one got any reports. And, yeah, he was not traded, and his agent said it was hacked.
So, it was confirmed he is not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. He will be the backup to Tom Brady next year. I can guarantee you that. He's not going to get traded.
Well, after the Browns signed Brock Osweiler, Robert Griffin III has been released by the Cleveland Browns. No surprise there.
No.
What were some of the other highlights of the last 24 hours to you? I mean, what did you think about the Lions' moves?
I like them. I feel like the upgrade of the offensive line is much better than Riley Reiff. He's gone. Larry Warford's gone. We'll see. We can see. You know, they added a lot of defensive depth as well. So, I don't know. Hopefully I still believe they will sign another big fish and free agent. Don't know who it will be.
Do you think that they upgraded at the linebacker position with releasing DeAndre Levy?
Yeah, Paul Warlow. Great guy from Atlanta. I think he's good. I think he's solid. And there's still possibility that they might sign Dont'a Hightower. He's a free agent still.
Hmm.
And he's a highly sought-after linebacker. So hopefully, we'll see. Lots of questions.
I'm catching a lot of negative vibe from Packer fans, though. I mean, the whole Micah Hyde thing, he's now with the Bills.
And Aaron Rodgers is really upset that they're not doing anything. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Sorry, Packer fans, you guys are just having a real rough time right now.
yeah, but you know how it is.
Yeah, you know.
They always figure out a way to freaking win anyway.
Always.
Big Boy Sports Recap. Oh, one other little tidbit. What's going on with Walt Kyle? He got released?
He did get released today. The Northern Michigan hockey coach is no longer going to be with the Northern Michigan University Wildcats. He was 265 and 263 and 68 during his 15 seasons at the helm of the program. He guided the Wildcats to 20 win, 6 20-win seasons, and the 2010 NCAA tournament. And he also coached 2 Hobey Baker finalists and 5 All-Americans. So good luck to Walt Kyle for the future.
I appreciate you filling in. You can hear Ryan Rangette with John Thompson mornings on our sister station, 105.1 Fox Sports Marquette. JR and friends, I appreciate it. Man. Thanks for filling in for Steve-O.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll be probably catching up with you next week again, too. You and Luke G helping me out was Steve-O's in the Bahamas.
Oh, wow. Rough. What rough. A lucky guy.
Rough.
Where's my invite?
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
We'll catch you on Monday. This is the Outdoor Show.